Crickley Hill was just one of a number of violent clashes in southern Britain. It was a period of instability that seems to have brought monument building in these areas to a standstill. Excavated skulls from the period provide an insight into the savagery of the fighting.
We have these individual examples of people that had died violently. The original point of impact on this individual was from the side, perhaps even slightly behind, coming in from this direction. This was a very sharp, strong blow. This is a rounded fracture arc. There's no question that an injury of this severity, penetrating the cranium, driving the bone fragments into the brain, would be instantly lethal.
Research shows no one was spared from the bloodshed.
This is an adult female skull. In Neolithic societies, it seems possible to think that women were not always just innocent bystanders. They may have actually been involved in the conflict and indeed fighting themselves. You don't know who is armed. There are no uniforms to know who's a combatant and who's a non-combatant. In this case, we have adhering bone that's slightly depressed, and that indicates to me that there was a degree of elasticity in the bone that's typical of the bone being still fresh. In other words, that was a lethal injury.